Welcome to The Profitable Web Designer, a podcast for web designers who want to work less and make more money. I'm your host, Shannon Mattern, founder of the Web Designer Academy, where we've helped hundreds of web designers stop undercharging, overworking, and create profitable, sustainable web design businesses. Hey, so really quick, I have something I am so excited to share with you. We have launched a premium edition of the Profitable Web Designer podcast. I have an archive of over 180 transformational web design business coaching call recordings full of gold that until now have only been available in a private podcast feed to Web Designer Academy students. But now we're giving you, our valued Profitable Web Designer podcast listeners, the opportunity to upgrade to Profitable Web Designer Premium and get a drop of the first 10 coaching call replays in the archive as soon as you sign up, and then two new episodes every single week thereafter, overflowing with mindset and strategy on topics like pricing, marketing, getting clients, managing difficult clients, and so much more. And when you subscribe, you will lock in our special Profitable Web Designer Premium founding member price of just $10 a month. And you can cancel anytime. Yes, you heard that right. Just $10 a month for as long as you're a subscriber, and you can cancel anytime. And what you hear in Profitable Web Designer Premium could completely transform your web design business forever. So go to webdesigneracademy.com/premium to subscribe now, and you will get a drop of the first 10 episodes immediately as soon as you subscribe. This exclusive founding member offer goes away soon, so head over to webdesigneracademy.com/premium to subscribe now. That's webdesigneracademy.com/premium. Okay, back to the show. Hey there, welcome back to the Profitable Web Designer podcast. And this week I'm talking about a topic that trips up a lot of web designers when it comes to marketing their web design business and getting clients. And that is choosing a niche. Or niche is probably the right way to say it, but niche and niching is just what always comes out of my mouth when I think of that word. So that's what we're going to go with today. But I wanted to do a podcast episode on this because I recently hosted a half-day marketing momentum intensive that was open to web designers who aren't in our Web Designer Academy program. And when it came time in the intensive to actually like implement the strategy, to like push the buttons, to like put it out there into the world, they were like, I can't. I'm not ready yet. I don't have a niche. And I'm like, oh, that's one of the reasons you haven't been marketing your web design business. And it is one of the like few core reasons why we see web designers struggle to market their business. And there are a lot more. We touched a lot on them in that half-day intensive, which, by the way, if you want to get your hands on the replay of that, you absolutely can still purchase that and get the recording where I teach our tried and true marketing strategy, get the workbook that goes along with that, all of the marketing scripts that we workshopped in there, and you can get all of that at webdesigneracademy.com/summer, and then you can get any of those summer intensives that we're doing, even if it's fall or winter or spring, when you are listening to this, those will still be available. So the advice to niche down or choose a niche basically means choose an industry or a type of business or a market segment or a demographic to serve, and then speak directly to those people and their pain points on your website and talk about how what you do solves problems and creates opportunities for those specific people or businesses or that industry. And on the face of it, the advice makes a lot of sense, right? I mean, I definitely taught people how to choose a niche when I was teaching any entrepreneur how to build and market their website and how to connect with their ideal clients and how to just get found online. I even taught choosing a niche in the earlier days of the Web Designer Academy from the perspective of being able to position yourself as an expert at solving very specific problems and understanding the specific needs of a certain type of business owner. And that is all very valuable and valid advice. And if you specialize in building websites for certain types of clients and have developed that expertise and have kind of become the go-to person in your little corner of the internet for those things,
awesome. Keep doing what you're doing. Don't change anything. And when we have students that come into our program with a niche that's working for them, amazing. We help them hone it even more and fine tune it by having them run it through our Dreamium Client Money Mindset Matrix. We have them create Dreamium Client bullet points to speak to investment-minded clients in their specific niche. But where the advice to niche becomes problematic is that when you don't have a certain type of client you work with all the time. And web designers experience this a lot because so many people need web designers. When people find out that you are one and they're talking to someone else that needs one, your client doesn't know that you only specialize in this certain very specific type of business. When they're out talking, when they're out at a networking event and someone's like, yeah, my biggest struggle is my website. And they're like, oh yeah, I know someone that does that. And it's a completely different kind of business, right? So when you are a web designer and you are in high demand, because you are, because there are a lot of really, I wouldn't say crappy web designers out there, but just web designers that don't know how to like manage the client relationship. And so that's why it falls apart. And we'll talk about that in future podcast episodes. But you are a valuable asset to people when you can not only like build the thing that they want built for them, but when you can actually like get it done and you can actually understand what they need and understand what they don't even know that they need and create something that they didn't even know they needed. So that is a valuable asset that you have, and you will have clients coming to you through word of mouth, through referrals, because people liked the experience of working with you, not because you serve any one specific niche. And so when web designers don't have a niche and they're like, I kind of have clients all over the place, I work in lots of different platforms, I don't just do WordPress, I also do Squarespace, Shopify, Kajabi, Webflow, like we have people that work in different kind of platforms for all different kind of clients. We have people that work in one platform for all different kind of clients. Like, you get all tripped up, right? Because you're like, well, since I don't have a niche, I don't know how to talk about what I do. So I guess my website needs to talk about me and the bajillion million skills that I have, or it needs to just talk about all the things I can do and like to do and could possibly do for someone. So that's where people get tripped up, because they're like, oh, I just don't know what to talk about because I don't have a niche. And more often it's like, well, since I don't have a niche, I guess I can't really market myself. Like, I don't know how to put myself out there because it's really uncomfortable. Then you're like, oh, I have to talk about me and how awesome I am. So I either won't, or I'll go take a bunch of courses that teach me how to create an ideal client avatar and how to learn and market directly to her. And then you end up walking away with like this thing that says, Julie is a 39-year-old single mom of three. She's a college graduate with a full-time job in accounting for a large corporation. And after spending years stressed out, overeating, and overworking, she's decided to take control of her health. And she loved the process so much that she's become a health coach for other corporate moms. And I build websites for side hustling corporate single mom health coaches. And that's what you walk out of these other programs with. And you're like, but do I want to just build websites for side hustling corporate single mom health coaches forever? Where do I find investment-minded side hustling corporate single mom health coaches? Are there Facebook groups where they are hanging out? Like, no wonder you're stuck on choosing a niche, right? So listen, here is what I want to say to free you, web designer, from having to choose a niche if this is a problem for you. If you already have one, amazing. If you have one and you feel like it stifles you and it's hard to market and you've followed all this niching advice and it's not working, this is for you. So listen up. Choosing a niche is for mass marketing. And what I mean by mass marketing is that I'm saying one thing to many people all at the same time who may or may not be who I'm trying to talk to. So I need to be really clear and specific that what I'm saying is for you and it's not for you. And when you're marketing online, whether that's the copy on your website, blogging, creating content for social media, YouTube videos, producing a podcast, running ads, you are creating one piece of content that many, 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 many eyeballs are going to see. And so specificity is important to be able to get found online. Notice I'm saying get found. Niching is for getting found and for mass marketing. But you, dear web designer, don't have to utilize mass marketing to get clients. We don't want you to create a bunch of content to get found. You can if you want to, but you don't have to, and it's a longer road to getting clients anyway. So it's a little bit of a mindset shift, because what you create for your clients allows them to mass market and get found online, but you don't have to market yourself that way. And it breaks your brain a little bit to be like, but wait, I'm not going to do what I create for my clients. No, you can if you want to, but you don't have to. And it's a longer road to getting clients anyway. So back in episode 45 of this podcast, I talked about finding and leveraging your unique web design business personality. And in that episode, I talked about all the different brand archetypes and their traits and their strengths and their challenges. So in the Web Designer Academy, we also use those archetypes to help you get clarity on the types of people that you do want to work with and don't want to work with. Like, we help you build a business that's like holistically something that you love, right? And you don't have to choose a niche of a business that you're passionate about. If you don't want to, you can find the types of people that light you up, and they could be in all different kinds of industries and businesses and things like that. So when you figure out your unique brand personality, we also use those archetypes to help you get clarity on the types of people you do and don't want to work with. Then we use our pricing paradigm and messaging related to pricing paradigms to help you get clarity on who you do and don't want to work with, who your best clients are, who you don't want to serve. We help you stop talking so much about yourself and your skills and your deliverables, and help you start talking about solutions and opportunities and results that are like industry transcendent, right? Like, people go into business for certain reasons, and they're pretty specific across the board. And we help you talk about those things, right? And then we help you authentically connect directly one-to-one, human-to-human, with people who are either what we call your dreaming clients, or who might know them, or who might know people that know them. And you don't need a niche to market this way. You simply need to know how to have a conversation with anyone, not about what you do, but to how to ask them about what they do and find out what they need and want and why they need and want it, and then be able to say, oh, here's how what I do can help you with that, right? So we think we need this elevator pitch. We think we need a niche. We think we need all of these things. We think we need to just like come out and like be able to just tell people in 5 seconds like what we do and who we do it for. I want to invite you to not have to talk at people. You can start off with learning more about them and asking them questions that then help you say, oh, thank you for sharing all of that with me. I'd love to help you work on that. Here's what that looks like. Or thank you for sharing that with me. Based on what you said, I don't think I'm going to be the right fit for your project. Of course, that would be like when you're on a consultation, but just even when you're meeting someone, you get to ask them questions and fill in with how you could help them if that feels right. And you, all you have to say is, I'm a web designer. And they'll be like, oh my gosh, I know 5 people who need you right now. So it's not about becoming the go-to person for any specific niche. You can. We're not discouraging it at all. If it lights you up, go for it. If you're just getting started and you're like, I'm just getting started and I exclusively want to work with this type of person and I'm going to go all in on that type of person, cool. You can, but you don't have to. You can work with lots of different people, and you never have to cast a, like, you can cast a really wide net and you never have to narrow it. If you know how to market yourself and you know how to, well, not market yourself, but you know how to do marketing the way we teach it, you never have to niche. You never have to niche. It's all about becoming the go-to person for the right people. And you don't need an audience in a specific industry to do it. You simply need relationships. So if you think marketing is just creating content and publishing it and putting yourself out there and getting found online, it's not. That's one way to market, but that's not what marketing is. Marketing is connection. It can be one to many, but it can also be one to one. And what we teach in our program at the very foundational level is one to one marketing in a really authentic way, never in a slide into someone's DMs kind of way. Ew, never like, oh, let me just walk up to you and start telling you all about me and what I do and just like spam you either like virtually or in person. No. But marketing through connection is truly one of the most powerful ways to create clients through connection and relationships. It is timeless. It transcends whatever technology is all the rage right now. It's how we marketed businesses before the internet, and people still market their businesses offline all the time. Human connection is far more memorable and more effective than a 15-second reel buried between a million other reels, okay? So one of the big challenges that we overcome with our Web Designer Academy students is that they want to default to that mass marketing, that one-to-many marketing, blogging, posting on Instagram, because it feels safer to them. It is way easier psychologically to write and SEO optimize a blog post or an about page or your homepage or your services page and hit publish and never know who's seeing it on the other side of the screen and never think about what they might be thinking about you and sit back and wait for people to book a consultation, because then you know that they've decided they're interested first and you don't risk rejection or humiliation. It feels easier to quote unquote put yourself out there when you feel like you've put forth this image online of like credibility and knowledge and professionalism and expertise, when what you're really most afraid of is people thinking that you don't know what you're talking about. It's a little harder to post on social media where you risk the judgment and humiliation and rejection of people you know and of people you don't even know, the ridicule of total strangers, not to mention the never-ending churn of content and constant feeding of the machine that needs to happen to maybe possibly even get seen by the right people. And if you don't have a niche, then you have to talk about yourself, or you talk about websites, and people that need websites don't want to read about websites, right? So that's a little bit more scary to post on social media, but like reaching out to someone you know directly, it is the least amount of effort with the highest return. It literally takes 5 minutes, but that is the one that presses on our insecurities the most, and it causes us to spend way more time designing what we consider to be the perfect website to get found online and trying to figure out a niche and all of this stuff. That's because it feels like risky to actually reach out to someone directly. So every time I host that live marketing momentum workshop, I teach the people who are there live the process. I walk them through the different types of outreach scripts we use, why we use these specific ones in these certain situations. I walk them through the strategy behind the scripts and why we say this, why we say it that way, why we lead with this, why we close like this. And here are the things to check before you hit send. And then we workshop the scripts and everybody writes one, and then people share them and we go through and we like give them feedback and say, oh, just change this sentence to match this part of the strategy. And then I'm like, okay, we're going to hit send on these now. And everyone freezes up. Like they look like deer in headlights. And I'm just like, okay, what's going through your mind right now? What's keeping you from hitting that send button? And I know it's going to happen every single time. And that is where your work is, right? It's not that you don't know how to, like the strategy we teach, super simple, right? It's not rocket science. It's all of the thoughts that keep you from hitting the send button. That's where your work is. Every single time I hear things like, well, I don't have a niche. What if they think I'm annoying? What if they think I'm just trying to get money from them? What if they think I'm full of crap and not good enough to be a web designer? What if they turn out to be overbearing and demanding and a total jerk who doesn't respect my boundaries like the last client I had, right? So those are all the things that keep us spending 80 hours on our own website when we could spend 8 minutes marketing one-to-one and get a client, right? It's a giant dumpster of mind trash that is holding them back from making authentic connections with people who could know who their next client is or become their next most dreaming client. And not only that, when you have those kind of thoughts and you are not like addressing them head on, you end up preventing opportunities because you're trying to protect yourself from past painful experiences by putting walls up like mass marketing and niching and working on your website and spending all this time trying to figure that out because it feels safer to like, I'm going to wait until I can prove that I'm an expert and someone finds me and books a call. That's all the validation I need to know that this is going to be a safe conversation, right? Those are the real problems that need solved. You don't need a niche to get web design clients. Not choosing a niche, not learning how to be found online, or how to find out where these investment-minded, side-hustling, corporate single mom health coaches are hanging out online. That's not the problem that you need to solve. It's building your self-concept. It's realizing that the thoughts you think about other people, the thoughts you think other people will think about you might actually be the things that you secretly believe about yourself deep down that are not at all true, that are in your way of going after your dreams. And then learning how to notice those and not believe them so that you can shift them. It's all about learning to set, communicate, and hold boundaries and to trust yourself along the way as you learn how to do that with clients, right? So that's the real work we do in the Web Designer Academy. Like if you have a consultation where you don't think it's a good fit, you need to have developed the skill and the preparation and the wherewithal to say, thank you so much for sharing that with me. I don't think I'm going to be a good fit for your project because you've seen all of those red flags instead of being like, oh my gosh, I have to say yes because they've spent so much time with me already and I need the money and all of that stuff. It's like, no, these are the things that we help you with. So we give you all the strategies, the systems, the processes, the support, but it's the stuff that comes up as you're actually implementing that tells you, ooh, you can't do that. You shouldn't do that. They're going to think this about you. That's what we dig into. And we help you become aware of it. And we help you decide if you want to keep believing it or not. Your choice. So if you're ready to figure out exactly why you specifically are not marketing your web design business, just go to webdesigneracademy.com and book a discovery call with me. I'll help you figure out like what's in your way of putting yourself out there. And then I can share with you how we can help you inside of our program fix that so that you can market your web design business with confidence. So you do not need a niche to get web design clients. I just want you to know if that has been holding you back from moving forward, or if you think that you're doing something wrong because you don't have a niche, I just want you to know you don't have to. You market your business different than how you build websites for your clients to market their business. So that is what I wanted to share with you today. Thank you so, so much for listening, and I'll see you back here next week. Bye. Hey, so if you're ready to stop undercharging and overworking, if you want to take back control of your time, work only with the dreamiest of clients, and make more money as a web designer than you ever thought possible, get started now by going to webdesigneracademy.com and joining our waitlist. We'll send you exclusive teachings from the current Web Designer Academy so you can start applying our concepts now, and you'll be first to know when enrollment opens up again so that you can work with us to completely transform your web design business. Hey, so are you finally ready for some help to make the next 12 months your most profitable yet?
We're currently accepting applications for the Web Designer Academy, and we're so excited to see if you're a good fit to work with us so that we can help you to stop leaving time and money on the table and create a profitable, sustainable, fulfilling web design business that you love. Simply go to webdesigneracademy.com/apply to get all of the details and find out how you can get exclusive access to our advanced training on how to make the next 12 months of your web design business your most profitable yet. I can't wait to see your application. Bye.
This podcast is part of the Sound Advice FM network. Sound Advice FM, women's voices amplified.